Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 20, 1804. Day 160 of the expedition. Camped above a bluff containing coal. Today is the expedition's first encounter with a grizzly bear, or what they call the white bear. Captain Clark writes first.
Wind from the southeast. I walked out to view the remarkable places pointed out by Evans and continued all day. Saw an old village of the Mandans below the Chess River. Above the village, on the larboard side, is a coal bank where we camped. The chief with us tells me the Mandans lived in a number of villages on each side of the river, and the troublesome Sioux caused them to move about 40 miles up, where they remained for a few years, and then moved to the place where they now live. Our hunters wounded a white bear. I saw several fresh tracks of that animal, double the size of the largest track I ever saw. Captain William Clark, October 20, 1804.
Now Captain Lewis describes the encounter with the bear in more detail.
Peter Cruzet this day shot at a white bear. He wounded him, but being alarmed at the formidable appearance of the bear, he left his tomahawk and gun. But shortly after, he returned and found the bear had taken the opposite route. Soon after, he shot a buffalo cow, broke her thigh. The cow pursued him. He concealed himself in a small ravine. Captain Meriwether Lewis, October 20, 1804.
The incident today is important not only as the expedition's first sighting of a grizzly bear, but also as an illustration of how hard it is to kill this animal. During the expedition's journey, they reported seeing 62 grizzly bears. Lewis and Clark are responsible for many of the myths and the truths about this terrible-looking animal, Ursus arctos horribilis. Tomorrow, snow at daylight.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.